Church, that brings us all the way up to our final objective. To change our present position, we must remain. We must remain. The title of today's message is Finish the Work. Finish the work. See, after we have done the hard work of getting into position, we must remain. Because I don't know about you, when you think about the first six objectives, that's a lot of work. But after we get in position, we must remain. That word remain means to continue unchanged in a particular state. It means to continue unchanged in a particular state. It means to persevere. To persevere. See, if after this series comes to an end, I have changed those things that are wrong with my life, and I have started witnessing Jesus again, and I have taken up my responsibility to help this generation know who Jesus is, then I have changed my present position. And that's a good thing. But it won't mean anything if I don't stay in position. See, if we are going to accomplish the work of restoration, we must remain. We must get in position and stay in position. We must start the work, continue the work, and keep on working until the work is done. Let's read verse 10 of our foundational scripture again. God instructs, he says, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Now, what Isaiah is describing in verse 10, he's not describing a haphazard work. He's not describing an incomplete work. He is describing a work that is carried to completion and accomplishes what is set out to do. Church, we cannot start a work that we are not willing to finish. Because what good is an unfinished road? What good is spiritual work that goes undone? What will it benefit us if we start off strong only to lose our zeal? Church, we must remain. No matter what comes our way as we engage in the work of restoration, we must keep on doing the work until the work is done, until what we are called to accomplish has taken place. And this generation is depending on us. They are depending on us to finish the work that we have started to do. So we must continue. Continue all the way until the captivity comes home. Church, we must understand the significance of this statement. And I want us to understand the purpose of this message. See, the purpose of today's message is not to get us fired up. It is to admonish us to be fully committed. See, I have learned that being fired up is only temporary. See, you know, you get fired up in something and eventually normal emotions return. And no matter how fired up we get, the normal emotions always come back. We must move beyond superficial emotion. We must move beyond superficial excitement. We must move beyond those things and go to a place where we respond to God out of a sincere heart. Church, we have to move beyond superficial emotions, because that's the problem with the world. And that's the problem in the church. People have to be pumped up, primed up. People won't do anything or stay committed unless they're stirred up emotionally. That's the world that we live in today. Life has become nothing more than a series of emotional, selfish decisions. We live by what excites us. We live by what makes us happy. And when the excitement wears out, we don't want to be committed anymore. We're done. We walk away from our responsibilities. We walk away from our duties. And in the end, we accomplish nothing. That's what's happening in the world that we live in. That's why marriages fail. People enter into marriage excited. Then after a while, they say, well, you don't excite me anymore. And so we start saying ridiculous things like, we have grown apart. How can you grow apart living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed? That's why marriages are falling apart. That's why parenting is failing. Because we are excited when we bring that child into the world and they are cute and they are cuddly. But then as they grow up and they start to have serious issues, we don't want a parent anymore. That's why people are struggling to have natural success in life. Because we can't stay committed to anything to the finish. Because as soon as the excitement, the emotion, and the interest wears off, we are done. Emotional living. That's what the world is doing. But it's not just in the world, it's in the church. The church has become addicted to selfish emotionalism. Always needing a boost. Always needing a bump. Someone to tell me how great I am. Someone telling me what God is going to do for me so that I can keep on going. Church, we have become pep rally Christians, living in a pep rally life, chasing after pep rally preaching. You know the kind of preaching I'm talking about. Some of the preaching that we listen to because, you know, from the heart is just kind of, You know the people I listen to on TV, pep rally preaching. You know the preacher who tells you it's your season. I don't know what it's my season for, but I know it's my season. Pep rally preaching. Preaching that says, God has sent me to tell you something. God sent me your way to tell you that your wait is over. I didn't even know I was waiting. But Lord, I'm so glad my wait is over. That's the kind of preaching that the church has become accustomed to. You know that kind of preaching where the preacher says, slap somebody upside the head and tell them that God favors me, and slap somebody upside the head and tell them I'm on my way. Pep rally preaching. That's what the church has become. Pep rally Christians going to pep rally services, pep rally conferences, looking for pep rally words. That's what the church is chasing after. But while I am in the pep rally, I'm not learning how to live. I'm not learning how to make it in these difficult times. And while I'm in this pep rally, I'm not learning that I have a responsibility to God, and that I have a responsibility to my family, and that I have a responsibility to my brother. So when I come out of the pep rally and it's all over, and the emotional high is gone, I walk out the same way I walked in. Spiritually immature, selfish, and self-absorbed. That's pep rally living that the church has fallen into. And this pep rally living has weakened our resolve. We don't have resolve anymore as Christians. You know, there was a time that we had a resolve as Christians. And it didn't matter what people did. We were going to go all the way to the end. But now we don't have any resolve. If I'm not in charge, I give up. If somebody insults me, I quit. If I go unnoticed, I walk away. I cannot finish what I started. Have no resolve. I cannot finish, but church, this is a work that we must finish. We cannot afford to start this work and not bring it to completion. We must remain, get in position, and stay in position until the work is done. That means we cannot be emotionally incited. We must be fully committed. Church, if we don't see this work of restoration all the way to the end, what is going to happen to our families? What's going to happen to this generation? And what in the world is going to happen to the generation that is to come? Church, if we're going to finish the work, we must do three very simple things. If we are going to finish the work, we must, point number one, remain useful. If we are going to finish the work, we must remain useful. Church, it's time to be useful to God. It's time to serve God's purpose for my life. It is time. You know what? You know what season it is? It's the season to put away selfishness. That's the season it is. It is our season. It's time to put away selfishness and to become the Christians that God wants us to be. It is time to be the man that God wants you to be. It is time to be the woman that God wants us to be. It is time to be the fathers that we are supposed to be. It is time for us to be the mothers that we are supposed to be. It is time for us to become what we are supposed to be and stay that through the course of our life, so that every time our children look at us, they find us in the same place. They find us with the same character. They know exactly what to expect. Church, it's time for us to put away selfishness, because our individual selfishness is leading us to collective destruction. Our individual selfishness is leading us to collective destruction. See, while the church was living a pep rally life, years have passed us by. And in those years that have passed us by, while we have been in the pep rally, our families and our children deteriorated before our very eyes. But the church could not see it because we were too self-absorbed. And now we are in distress. Church, we are in distress. Think about it. If you think about the fact that in the 80s and in the 90s and in the first part of the 2000s, there was a mega church popping up on every corner. There were churches all over the place, ministries popping up all over the place. How in the world have we had so many churches, so many international ministries, so many worldwide ministries that popped up in the 80s and have gone through today? And yet when you look at our community, we are worse off today than we ever have been. We are in distress. It's time for us to stop asking God to do for us. He's done enough for us, church. If we are sitting in here today, it's because God has done something for us. He has intervened in our life. He has saved our soul. He has established our path. He has kept us through difficulty, danger, and distress. And every one of us can say, nobody knows what Jesus rescued me from. He has done everything for me, and he's done enough. Now it's time, church, for us to be useful to God. And stop going to pep rallies in our mind and just asking God to do more and give more and grant more to me. He has already done enough. And while we are asking for more and more and more, our children are dying. They are suffering. It's time to serve God's purpose for my life. Do it once and for all. No more starting and stopping. I'm going to be a mother today and not tomorrow. Father today and not tomorrow. It's time for us to stop starting and stopping because of emotional decisions. Stay the course. Must stay the course so I can do my part to deal with the foolishness that's happening to my people. Church, at some point, we have to make a decision. Move beyond the emotion of it all. We have to move beyond. See, this is where we are as a society and as a people. We are all into our emotions. We like the emotional stories. and we